You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Election day is next week, and some Californians are feeling the suspense over one particular ballot measure, Prop 10. That's the proposal to repeal the state law known as Costa-Hawkins, which currently restricts rent control. With me is KALW's economics reporter Liza Veal to chat about it. So Liza, the stakes are high with this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of money at stake for landlords. And then for renters, on the other hand, there's a really powerful tool to prevent displacement. So tenants groups have put up a really big fight. They've been knocking on doors. They've been phone banking. But the opposition has raised almost three times as much money, almost $70 million.
Okay. And who is this opposition?
Landlords, property investors, and even Wall Street. Mm-hmm. I mean, rent control puts a price ceiling on their business, so they're all in to stop it. Mm-hmm. Right now, they've got these television ads running around the clock.
I haven't seen those.
Let me play you some.
Watch out. Prop 10 does the opposite of what it says. Prop 10 has no protections for renters, veterans, or seniors.
And Prop 10 will make housing more expensive and harder to find. That's why veterans say no on 10. It makes a bad problem worse.
Ooh, Liza, so no protection for renters. What does that mean?
Well, so the ads don't really have anything to do with the substance of the proposition. I mean, it turns out they can basically just say whatever scary-sounding thing they want. Mm-hmm. I mean, Prop 10 is about expanding protections for tenants from rent hikes. Mm-hmm. Whether they're veterans, seniors, whatever, this proposition is about protecting them.
Okay, so what does it do exactly?
Okay, so the state law, Costa-Hawkins, it puts a bunch of limitations on rent control. It says you can't have rent control on single-family buildings. It can't apply to buildings that were built after a certain year, which is 1995 in most cases. And it says you can't have rent control carry over from one tenant to the next. Mm-hmm. So if that law is repealed, cities could try to expand their rent control in various ways. So, I mean, when this ad says Prop 10 has no protections for renters, I mean, they're just saying words that don't really have any meaning in this context.
Okay, so there are some arguments against expanding rent control to take seriously.
Yeah, I mean, so the common wisdom among a lot of economists is that if the government limits how much landlords can charge by enacting rent control, there'll be fewer houses built, which in turn would cause a shortage and drive prices up, mm-hmm. at least for buildings that are not under rent control. Mm-hmm. But just this month, a University of Southern California study argued that economists also overlook the benefits of rent control. I mean, the big one is preventing displacement. And there was a recent UC Berkeley paper which made a similar point. It said, rent control is a cost-effective policy with immediate effects.
So it's about responding to this crisis soon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the high cost of housing is eating up so much of people's wages. Mm. 1 in 5 California residents is in poverty when you factor in the cost of housing. That's a big reason why we have the nation's highest poverty rate. And that's a point that is being driven home in some of these pro-Prop 10 ads, which sound like this.
This is about organized people against organized money.
If you're tired of seeing black folks, brown folks, poor folks being pushed out of your neighborhood, if you're tired of losing neighbor after neighbor, then yes on 10 is an imperative.
Unless you're a monster.
So Liza, if Prop 10 passes, Bay Area cities may or may not change their rent control laws. There could be no change.
Yeah, it'll be up to each city. But Prop 10 allows them to even consider it. So, for example, Berkeley has actually already got a new expanded rent control law that will immediately go into effect if Prop 10 passes.
What did they change?
So the new ordinance, which was just passed, it ended up being a lot more moderate than the one that was initially proposed. But there's three big changes. So one, instead of exempting all new buildings that are built after 1995 from rent control, Berkeley would start to exempt new buildings just for 20 years. And then 20 years after they're built, they become rent controlled like other buildings. Mm-hmm. Second thing is it would get rid of vacancy decontrol. So landlords couldn't just charge whatever they want to new tenants. Instead, they'd be given a cap on rent increases annually, regardless of who's coming in and how long they've been living there. Okay. And then the third thing is that single-family homes would be rent-controlled just like apartment buildings, except there's a small exception for so-called in-law units.
Okay, so that's one city's plan if Prop 10 passes. But what are the odds here?
The odds are long, Hannah. Since the no on Prop 10 ad started running last month, support for Prop 10 has dropped by over 20 percentage points. In the most recent poll, 25% of likely voters say they'll vote yes. with 60% against the measure and then 15% undecided. Mm-hmm. And it's seniors, it's 65 and older demographic that's the most opposed.
That's the demographic those ads were addressed to.
Yep. And once they came out, support numbers plummeted.
Okay. Thank you, Liza. Liza Veal is our economy reporter. You can reach her at economy@klw.org.